views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Proof Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing, which will come from the least likely of places. Join Angie on her journey, which includes science, medicine, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It's possible to create an amazing life from the depths of pain. It's your life. It's your choice. Now, here's your host.
Good morning, my beautiful listeners. It is a beautiful Monday morning here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I have got the beautiful Barbara Snowden, and I am just so honored that she has taken my offer to come on and share this mysterious, mystical, and dispelling some of the myths of past life regression. And as you all know me, everything I do is outside the box. I think I was born outside the box as well. And so without further ado, I welcome Barbara. Thank you for coming on. I'm so honored.
Well, I'm honored to be on your show. Thank you for asking me.
You are welcome. And Barbara, as we get started in this, just a quick basic definition. What the heck is past life regression?
Well, past life regression using hypnosis is a guided journey into a past life. Some of the things that we can help with are healing, resolving a relationship issue, overcoming fears or phobias, or even just find out, hey, have I been with someone like this before?
And when
those are the things we can work on.
So, Barbara, what got you excited about, I know when you and I first met, it was right after my son had died, and this just opened up the whole gamut of actually intellectual opportunities, and this was one of them that I found just so fascinating. What got you, what were you doing prior to this becoming your calling?
Well, I was an executive secretary, and I retired in 2009, but before I retired, I decided to become a hypnotherapist because hypnosis had always been a fascination for me. And during my course of studies, I was able to study with a fellow from California. Quigley is his name, David Quigley, and he taught past life regression. But in the meantime, I've been rereading Brian Weiss and Dr. Newton, and I loved the way they did it. So I combined all three and created my own way of handling the past life regression session. Now, I did self-hypnosis with past life regression and was able to get myself to a place to find out, why in the heck did I have all these back issues? Well, I'll tell you this short story. If you fall backwards off of a cliff, you're going to have some back issues.
Wow, can you extrapolate that? So first, let me go back. How did you, so you were having back issues and you had no idea where they came from and you were just curious?
Correct. So in this past life, I found out I was a monk, and I was one of the monks that was walking up the side of a cliff to go to the monastery. And I fell backwards. I slipped and I fell backwards off the path. And as I was going down, I'm saying to myself, okay, I know what happens next. I don't want to see it, and I don't want to feel it. But after that, my back slowly started to get better. The pain went away slowly. I wasn't limping as much. And we have found since then, back x-rays have shown that my, let me see, it's L5 and S1 have done an automatic fusion. And doctors have said to me, when did you have back surgery? I haven't had back surgery. Yes, ma'am. When did you have back surgery? No, I've never had back surgery. You can look, there's no scar. So that's when they advised me that what had happened was my body had just automatically done a fusion, a perfect fusion.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, now for my listeners, I know you're sitting out there going, oh, my God, what the hell?
Absolutely.
Barbara, okay, so Barbara, I got to go back even further. Did you have something current, though, that happened where it was causing back pain and you, because I don't know if a, God, I hate to say freaking normal because it's not, I don't want to say normal. I don't want to label it. But most of society, based on past beliefs and things like that, would say, oh, I'm having some back issues. So I'm going to go see a doctor and I'm going to find out what it is. So is that right. The process that you went through? I mean, did you actually fall on ice 20 years prior? And how long ago were you this monk?
Okay, so I had a whiplash injury back in 1966. And we knew that it affected some of my back and my neck. So when the pain was getting worse, we did back x-rays. And they found that the discs were deteriorating and collapsing. And so we knew that this one disc was slipping back and forth. And when it did that, it was causing me great pain. And I had to be careful with how I walked and I couldn't run, or I shouldn't run. I can't say I didn't run. But
that exacerbated it, I'm sure.
Yes. So, but I always felt like, you know, this, I think there's something more to it than just that accident.
Yeah.
And so that was back in 1966. And I did this, reversal in 2010.
Wow.
So that's a long time, big difference. And, but I didn't do it actually thinking something was going to happen. I just thought I was going to find out, you know, more about why it hurt. And I didn't know that it was doing a fusion. All I knew was, gee, it's feeling better. And when I had my hip surgery, they did another set of x-rays, and that's when they found the difference that it had done an automatic fusion.
Oh, my gosh. And so do you have, like, if you look at the assays, or I'm not sure exactly what they call on, like, looking at your MRI that you had done, can you literally see the before and after?
Yes.
Oh, that is amazing, because I think a lot of people want the proof, and there's proof. Right. In medicine, and there's proof in surgery.
Right, and I don't personally have the x-rays, but my doctor does. And they were just regular x-rays that showed the before and the after.
So are you completely 100% healed of this particular back and neck pain?
Not the neck, just the lower back pain that was so... It was difficult for me to get up and out of a chair or into a chair. That movement really hurt. So that's totally gone. I can do anything I want now.
So now are you working, because they're related, are you working on the back, are you working on the neck now as well?
No,
Okay. Good. Enough is enough already.
No, I'm not. Because the neck doesn't bother me unless I just do something stupid. The other thing was bothering me consistently.
Right.
But now you've triggered a thought in my mind, like, why not? I don't know. I might.
Okay, so Barbara, let's go a little bit further then. What made you look into, I mean, you were already doing, well, you started saying doing hypnotherapy in 2009. And so was it at this point when you were kind of studying Dr. Wise and Dr. Newton and David Quigley?
Yep.
Is that when you started questioning, like, holy shit, this might be something that happened past life?
No, actually, I did that before I met David Quigley. I did that out of I'm going to say this, and people are going to go out and try and do it themselves, and I caution you, don't do this at home.
Don't try this at home. Repeat. Okay, Barbara,
you know,
we're not doctors. We're just sharing our own personal experiences. What you do is your business.
Right.
We have about 2 minutes, so do you want to wait until after break, or you want to get started?
No, it's up to you. You tell
okay,
me.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and get started, but I'm going to probably cut you off. So go ahead. What's going to freak us out?
Okay. So I got a self-hypnosis book out of Barnes & Noble, and I read it, and I did the self-hypnosis, and I decided what better thing to do self-hypnosis for is to find out about this back pain. And that's how I found it. And that's the reason why I dug deeper into Brian Weiss and Dr. Newton, and then I had the opportunity to work with David Quigley, who came to Albuquerque and taught us his method, and I thought his method was a little bit too harsh, but so I just refined it for my people, and it seems to work very, very well.
Excellent. And so when we come back from break, my listeners, I want to go into and delving more into the actual process. Barbara, if you will take us there, maybe share what David Quigley's process was and then how maybe you've taken some things to refine it and go into some of, you know, what happens when we go in and what do we do? And just take my listeners, if anyone's curious, if anybody wants to know more information. We're going to break, but you can find Barbara on Spirit Presents ABQ and Barbara Snowden, and we'll be right back.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Good morning again, my listeners, my beautiful, beautiful listeners, as I welcome Barbara Snowden on my show this morning, where you can find Barbara if you're interested in delving more into past life regression, what it is, how it works, how it may help heal in certain areas of your life. You can meet her on Spirit Presents ABQ on Facebook, and that's all one Spirit Presents. And then Barbara Snowden, she also has a personal Facebook page, and Snowden is like S-N-O-W, just like it sounds, D-E-N, Barbara Snowden. And she's also going to be conducting a group session on past life regression. So keep in touch with her on Facebook. Go and like her, and just she'll have all her events posted. But welcome back, Barbara.
Well, thank you.
Now, I have to ask.
I am glad to see that.
This is just such an interesting concept, and I think if more people would think outside the confines of our limited belief systems, there's so much healing that can happen. And once I started opening my mind, Barbara, that this is just such a small part of our whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am so intrigued by past life regression. And for my listeners, if you've ever been surrounded by people and significant people in your roles in life, and you can start kind of connecting them, don't you think, Barbara? Like if you have this immediate attraction to somebody, or if you have recurring dreams, or if you notice that you've got this talent that no one else in your family has, are these all maybe signs that might point that you've lived a past life and it's just familiar now?
Yes, very much so. And so healing is, you know, just one aspect of past life regression. And I would like to get into some of the others as well, but I think that I would like to touch off a little bit on how I came to do my process.
Yes, I love that. So let's say somebody knocks on your door and wants to come in and says, God, I can't get rid of this thing. Why is this thing bothering me so much?
Well,
walk us through it.
Are we talking about a physical thing or?
Anything. Like, tell me, what do your clients look like when they present? What is the majority of people? Why do they come to you first? What do they look like?
What do they look like? Well, one was an 18-year-old high school student, a female, and she had done some house sitting for friends, and while they were gone, she watered the yard and, you know, took care of the plants and stuff outside. And lo and behold, after the weekend, she came down with sores and rashes. They thought they were rashes on her body. But they didn't all look the same. Some of them on her legs and arms looked like, you know, like when you stick your hand in the oven and you get a burn.
Yeah.
And then it gets that healing, it blisters, and then it gets red and it starts to heal. And the other one on her shoulder was more like a clamshell. And what happened there was she could only raise her arm up so far, and then it would start to crack and ooze. Well, she went to the doctor. Her mother took her to the doctor, and the doctor gave her some ointment and salves. And they did a little bit of healing, but not much, and then it came back. And so after a while, he decided, well, she needed to go to a dermatologist. So she did. And the dermatologist gave her some ointments and salves and stuff like that. And same thing happened. It just cleared up just a little bit, but in a few days it was back, totally the way it was before. And so he said, I don't know what it is. I can't help you with it. And so she went back to the doctor. The doctor decided, you need to see a psychiatrist. Well, of course, you know, everything is in our head, right? So anyway, the mother knew a friend of mine who did a form of EFT, a form of tapping, emotional freedom technique. And so she tried, and she had the same results, just a little results and then nothing. She said, you know, I have a friend who does past life regression. I think you should see her. So they called me and set it up, and in a week we had the appointment. And when they came in, I asked her to show me, you know, at least one of the sores and everything. And it did look like it was healing and so forth. And the mother said, you know, just the mention of your name seemed to make things get better. And I said, no, it's the prayer I gave you. Sylvia Brown has a prayer, and I'm going to say it slowly in case anybody wants to write it down. I release all negative cell memories to the divine light of the Holy Spirit to be resolved. So this young lady and her mother said the prayer, and it started to heal some of these things. Now, when I took her into past life, the first life that she went to, she found she was walking down the dirt road, and somebody threw some liquid stuff out of a second-story window. She said it hit her shoulder, and it burned, and it smelled terrible. We assumed later on that that might have been somebody making lye soap. At any rate, I told her to go to the next significant event, thinking she would go to one in that life. Lo and behold, she jumped to a different life. In this life, she was in the Victorian era and wore a high collar dress with a long hemline and an apron, and she found herself in the kitchen with her two children, a boy and a girl. And what they were doing was making bread. And she suddenly flinched as she was telling me this. And as she was telling me this and flinched, I said, what just happened? She said, the flame's too high. The end of the story here is that her hemline had caught fire. A spark had landed on her right arm, on her long sleeve, and that part of her dress caught fire. The children escaped, and she died. She burned to death in that fire. From that point on, she started healing completely, and that was back in, I believe, 2012, and she has not had any reoccurrence.
Wow.
So there's another here. Yes, it's a fantastic story, but it's true, and the mother wrote a testimonial about it.
So, Barbara, let me ask you a question. I'm going to interject real quick. The 18-year-old, so how did she think maybe from when she was house-sitting and watering the plants that maybe she touched something, poison ivy or something that she became allergic to? Is that why she first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's exactly what they thought might have happened, that she was allergic to something in the yard. And that's how they got her to the doctor. And then when the doctor couldn't treat it, couldn't figure out what the allergy might be. And because there was two different things, one looked like a burn and the other one looked like a clamshell. So that was so unique that the doctors couldn't figure out what it was.
So do you notice that people... Do you notice that people will come to see you then when they've exhausted all other possibility?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Sometimes they come sooner. So another one that's, now that's healing. So another one came to me because this lady was in her 40s, late 40s. And she was married and divorced and married and divorced the same man twice there. And she was being drawn to go back with him. And her daughter said, Mom, if you go back with him, I don't know what I'm going to do. And so she came to me and she said, I need to figure out why I'm being drawn to this man again. If he's not good for me, and my daughter's going crazy. And so she went to a past life, and in this past life, she finds herself on the Oregon Trail. She and her husband and their young boy. The husband goes off hunting, and he never comes back. They assume that he's dead someplace. The trail drivers say, we have to continue. They get into the mountains, and they get caught in a snowstorm. In the meantime, she's got this bad cold that turns into pneumonia. Another family is helping her and her son. Now she gets really sick, and she's on her deathbed kind of thing, and they're stuck in the mountains. So the other family says, we'll take the boy, and we'll raise him as our own. As she's dying, her last thoughts when she was dying were, I have abandoned my son. So she recognized that her son in that life was actually her ex-husband in this life.
Oh, wow.
And that's why she was drawn to him, because she had abandoned him and she didn't want to abandon him again. She now is free of wanting to be back with him for several years. She's been traveling with an RV and having a good time doing her thing. So.
Oh, wow. And Barbara, we have 15 seconds. Please, listeners, we'll come back and we're going to delve more into this. Go find Barbara on Spirit Presents ABQ, Barbara Snowden's personal Facebook page, Barbara Snowden. And we'll come back with her technique.
How powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back. I am so excited to have Barbara Snowden. I'm always excited. I say that so many times because I just love the guests that come on my show, Barbara, because they've just got such interesting and the healing of the planet that takes place when we all realize that we're all just a communion of consciousness helping each other home. And so thank you for coming on my show. And
thank you for having me. You
are welcome. And now going back, I do have a question regarding this late 40s and on the Oregon Trail and she felt like she abandoned her son. So when somebody goes through, goes through a past life regression, is it simply acknowledging and then they're able to move on? So like when this woman found that the reason she kept going back to this same man was in a past life, it was a son, and she felt she abandoned him, so she had to go back. So once she, is that just, once she said, okay, I know what it is now, that's my shit, okay, I got it, then she wasn't attracted to that familiarity anymore, or what happens?
Okay, so that's a very good point. This is where David Quigley's process comes in. He did a process called alchemy. This is
what is
where
it called?
You get alchemy.
Oh, alchemy. Okay, the art of taking a base metal and changing it into gold.
Right. So now what we're going to do is taking something that happened and we're going to change it into something else. And so I gave her the opportunity. I said to her, if you could go back and change anything about that life, what would you change? And if so, go ahead and change it now. So what she wanted to change was, when her husband and son came to her with the bright idea about let's go on the Oregon Trail, she convinced them to wait one more year and they would learn more about what the process was and what happened out there. And the boy would be a year older and able to help them. And with that, that means they did not make that trip, and therefore he didn't go off and die, and she did not abandon her son. So once you change something in the past, you change the present and the future as well, as we know quantum physics tells us. So that's how she was able to break the chain or the link that she had. And it worked, and I've used it before, and I've used it many times since. Not everybody needs to do that changing of something in the past, but for her, that was the thing to do.
I can see where if you're in a situation where you've exhausted everything, I'm like, I am so sick and tired of dealing with this shit. and not knowing why, and seeing the psychologist and being put on medications and talking through hypnosis and or going through hypnosis. And why is it usually linked to a past life that you have not resolved?
Well, the people that come to me, it usually is. I can't say that's true for everybody because I don't know that one way or another. I'm not all knowing. But I do feel that there's a likelihood that every one of us has had a past life that really does affect us in this life. At least all of the clients that I have, that's true.
And so, Barbara, if you... is it a requirement then for anyone who wants to delve into this to believe in a pseudo reincarnation or a reincarnation?
No, absolutely not. That 18-year-old girl and her mother thought that this was woo-woo stuff. They did not believe it. It was totally against their religion. And, but the mother was willing to try anything. And so they did the past life regression with me.
And, you know, it's one of the threads that goes through, and I'm sorry for interrupting you here, but talking about the woo-woo, it goes against the... What's so interesting to me is it takes most to be absolutely leveled. And at wit's end, not knowing what to do, for people to open up their minds to everything that we have available to us.
Well, and a mother will do almost anything and everything for their child, correct?
Right.
So yeah. That's what it took for her. We were fortunate that it worked out, and they were very comfortable with it at the end. But would they come back and do it again? I doubt it.
Until something levels them again, they have no answers and no doctors.
Right. I doubt that they would do hypnosis again because they were skeptical about just the hypnosis part.
Yeah.
So that happens.
So, Barbara, I know you had another story you wanted to share.
Yes.
We've gone through the healing of the 18-year-old. We went into a relationship issue with a late 40s woman. And then there's one that I think a lot of my listeners would love to hear about, and that would be the fears and phobias. How many people I have talked to in my audiences and around the world who have just, they have these fears. And I'm like, can you, because most people say, well, I don't want to look back. Oh, look. Looking back, get over it. I believe if you can at least acknowledge where it came from, then at least, I mean, because I think the biggest problem with no healing is not acknowledging that something needs to be healed.
Exactly. Well, this one is a 10-year-old boy, and his parents were mental health counselors, and the young boy had a fear of heights. And he also had a fear of high ceilings. Now, he and his dad played in a band at church, and they had a raised stage, like about 2 feet up, and the child could not go to the edge and play. And he was really a good guitar player. So when they went to the stadium to watch a basketball game or the baseball and stuff like that, they always had to sit in the bottom first row, because if it had a roof and the roof was high, he couldn't stand that roof being high, and he couldn't be up high looking down. So they were resigned to the first row. When I took him into hypnosis, I told him, I said, you know, there's a little part of everybody inside of us that knows everything there is to know about us. And he said, yeah, I know, it's my soul. And I said, that's right. And I said, so we're going to go into hypnosis, and we're going to ask that part of you to tell you why you have this fear of heights and high ceilings. And I asked him, he was sitting in a chair, on the couch rather, and I asked him while he was looking up at me, I said, does it hurt your neck now when you look up at me? And he said, no, the ceiling's not too high. So it wasn't a neck problem, and that was already decided by their family and the doctor. But when he was looking up in the gym and he looked at the high ceiling, his neck would hurt. So in hypnosis, you take him back to a past life. Now, I take him back and I said, we're going to the source of your fear of heights and high ceilings. All of a sudden, he flinched in the chair and I said, what just happened? He said, I'm on a bridge. And I said, you're on a bridge. What's the bridge over? He said, it's over a river. I said, okay, you're on a bridge. The bridge is over a river. What happens next? He said, I jumped and the cord broke. This boy is telling me a story about a bungee cord jumping over the bridge thing. He didn't know anything about bungee cords or what have you, but think about it. Bungee cord is in front of you when you jump. When the cord breaks, you snap back, and now you're falling backwards into the river. And that's when he broke his neck, and that's his fear of heights and his fear of looking up at the bottom of the bridge as it went further and further away from him.
So goosebumps. Wow.
Yeah, when we came out of hypnosis, I said to him, did it work? And he said, yeah, I think so. And I said, how can we improve it? And he looked over at the stairs. We were on the second floor. And he looked over at the stairs, and I said, you mean if you look downstairs? And he said, yeah. So he goes over, and he very carefully goes to the banister, and he's looking over. And he's looking over, and all of a sudden he says, wow! And he starts to turn around and run down the stairs. And I had trouble keeping up with him. And he's yelling, Mom, Mom. And she comes to the bottom of the stairs and she's got this shocked look on her face. And all of a sudden she breaks out in a big smile. And he said, it worked. It worked. And then we sent him outside to play. And she said, I said, why did you smile suddenly? She said, because he never could come down the stairs like that and look straight down as he was walking down the stairs. And there he was running down the stairs and happy as a lark.
And oh, so my gosh.
Yes. It's cured him. They give me testimonial about it. So it was.
Seconds, I'm going to cut you off. And when we come in the next segment, you all, I'm going to have Barbara kind of walk us through what happens, the questions she may ask, and some of the how she has become an amazing healer through this form of healing. So when we come back.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Welcome back. As we discuss with Barbara Snowden and past life regression, if I challenge each one of you, if this is something that interests you, if there's a period of history that fascinates you so much, or you've gone to a city and it stirs up like a deja vu and you feel at home and you're not sure how you know your way around the humongous city, it may be that you have been there before. And so, Barbara, thank you so much first for sharing the healing, the just being the genius that you are and the healing that you bring to this planet. And it's, she's shared the fears and phobias, relationships, all of it. And now as we go into the last segment, Barbara, I cannot believe how quickly it's gone. I want you to share with my listeners in depth, if we can, in 10 minutes, 11 minutes, what happens when they come and they sit in the chair? What do they do? What can they expect? If you can just walk us through that, I would love it, and I think my listeners would love it.
Okay. So the first thing we have to do is find out why you're here. What is it you want to work on? And then I help them to decide one thing. Now, for instance, if it's a relationship situation, we're not going to say something like, I want to go to the source of why I keep running into these kinds of men in my life. No, pick out one man, because each man may have a past life situation with you that's different. So you want to narrow it down to one thing. That's a very, very important thing. Even in the group sessions that I do, it's very important that you do just one thing, because your guides are up there and they want to help you. They can't help you if you give them a too broad thing to work on. They're not going to decide which one you want. You have to tell them exactly what you want. So that's number one. And number two is, What do they feel like they want the outcome to be? Is it a healing? Is it just resolving the issue, or just an understanding of why? Or in the case of two women that are very good friends in this lifetime, they wanted to know how come they were such good friends in this lifetime. They were pretty sure that they had another life together. What was that about? Well, I put them both under at the same time, and they were able to go to that other life, because we narrow it down to the life that we are that helped us to get to this life. And they narrowed it down, and they found themselves together, and I brought them together in a they were in a castle, and I brought them together to the same room, and they were able to describe to each other what they were wearing and so forth, and what the life was, and found out why they were so close in this life and from that past life. So that's the kinds of things that we work on in the first part of the session. The second part of the session is I take them into hypnosis and down to a deep enough level, relaxed level, and then I say something along the lines of that they're now asking for the source or the root cause of blah, blah, this issue. And generally speaking, using Dr. Brian Weiss, he used mirrors. I used doors. So instead of having them see the mirror in the mirror of the other life, I have them go through a door to the other life. And then once they're there, I guide them. Where are you? And have them describe to me where they are and what they see and feel and hear and smell. Is there anybody with them? Are they alone? What do they look like? Can they give me some idea what century it is or what year it is? We do the question and answer kind of thing, moving them, and depending on the answer, we move to the next thing. And so I take them to a significant event in that life. And when they get there, they describe it to me. And again, we go through the process. Is that where we need to be then? I decide, is that where we need to be to find the resolution? If not, I take them to another significant event until we get to the one. Sometimes it is to the end of life, actually. And then that's where the issue stems, like it did with the woman that her husband died on a wagon train. So we work through all of that. Then once we've resolved that issue or answered the question, I bring them back out of hypnosis, and then we talk about it. Nobody leaves until I'm sure that they're wide awake and that they're understanding what happened. Because in the hypnosis session, they sometimes forget. And so I help them to understand what happened and what they went through. And then they also get a recording of the actual session, not the beginning of going under for hypnosis, but the actual life process. So that, in a nutshell, explains what the process is about.
I don't want to say normal, it's such a weird label, but how long does a session usually last, Barbara?
Well, 2 hours is what I usually block it for, because I do a little bit of a consultation on the phone with the person long before they come to the session. And then at the session, we narrow it down to how it's going to proceed. And then they're actually in hypnosis, usually up to about 45 minutes. And then we have a conversation at the end. So it's a two-hour session.
And so, for instance, I keep going back, like, is EMDR, is that like... is that going back only in this lifetime and then past life regression would go back prior to many births, many lives?
Well, I can say what past life regression is. I don't do EMDR and I don't know the answer if that's just this life or not.
Because it was interesting, and the reason I bring it up is when I was doing EMDR, I kept going back to this. I was in a concentration camp, and even when I was in high school, I was so enthralled with World War II. And it's the most amazing thing because it's the only part in history that interests me. I read everything about the Diary of Anne Frank, Angela's Ashes by Frank McCord. I was, you know, grossly interested in how Hitler came to power. And so,
well, it's very possible to answer your question. It's very possible because in doing EFT, emotional freedom technique, which is tapping on acupuncture places, but it's acupressure. I was able to take somebody into a past life. So I would assume that EMDR, if you get to that state where you're very, very relaxed, I think you can get to a past life in any of those kinds of situations.
Okay.
So you very well might have, with EMDR, gone to that past life, and that might be something else we should check in for you.
I'm interested in doing this, yes, because there were just reasons, you know, the reason I did EMDR is because I kept finding myself in just situations like, what the heck is going on? I want to understand, not to live in the past, but to get a grasp and say, that's my shit coming up. And say, you know what, okay, that's what it is. And so, Barbara, we're getting ready. We only have about a couple minutes. Can you share, how do people find you? Can they call you? I know you said you're going to have testimonials. Bring it on. You got 2 minutes. I'm so grateful you were here. Thank you. And just take it away, sister.
Okay. So you can call me. 505-280-7471, or you can do a message to me through Spirit Presents, a private message. Most of my clients have been referrals, which is amazing for me because they are such satisfied clients that they're willing to step out of their box and tell people about it and say, try it. And so I get a lot of referrals. I also have Spirit Presents group and have done several group sessions. Now, group sessions are different because I can't guide each individual one in a life, but I can give you a broad enough description of what you want to do next and so forth. And if you follow that and you have only one thing that you're working on, you'll have success. Most of the people do. But it's better if you're really working on something difficult to do it with a one-on-one where I can help you and guide you.
And you're accepting clients right now?
I am. And as a matter of fact, I will offer my clients that come to me saying they heard me on this radio program, we can do a two-hour session for $125.
Wow. So, and that's a great deal. And if you guys want to learn more about Barbara, we only have about 30 seconds. Check her out on Facebook. You can be put on her newsletter where she lets you know exactly what's going on, where everyone's going to meet. Barbara, thank you for sharing your genius. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind about everything that anything is possible. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind about everything that anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit BeyondProof.com. That's BeyondProof.com. See you next time.